The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski, Episode 4, Great Yarmouth.
You're on City Radio.
Greetings, landlubbers. It is I, Tom Babajowski, here, regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy aboard the decrepit HMS Crumpet, transporting pointless and wasteful cargo across the globe. Yes, before I found solace on my little gray ship in Lower Lake Huron, I was an ocean-going mercenary. And you know, there was a time off the east coast of England. I'm pretty sure it was in the sweltering summer of 77. Our ship had docked in the bustling port of Great Yarmouth in the fair county of Norfolk, and while we were waiting to load the Crumpet with a delivery of herring bones to take over to the fashion houses of France, we'd been given a 2-day pass from our captain, Billy Rubin. He gave us a wink and a saucy smile, knowing what we would get up to for the next 48 hours in a port accustomed to catering for pent-up sailors. Now, a heat wave currently scorched the country, which had resulted in insects galore. See, the increase in temperature intensified the fertility rate of these little critters, a phenomenon reflected in the crew in anticipation of our short-lived freedom. As we left the docks for the taverns of the town, the sidewalk, or pavement, as they call it over there, crunched underfoot. The streets were covered with a veritable plague of ladybugs. Or should I say ladybirds, as they call them. Oh, and in England, birds is also a word used to describe the young women we sought. What an odd language they have. There were three of us. Me, Eddie Lipsink, and Todd Shank, Todd being the only one familiar with the area. But as he led us through the narrow streets, the fishy stench from the town's herring processing plants, intensified by the heat, turned our stomachs and quashed the thought of a night frolicking with the birds of Yarmouth Town. "I've got an idea," said Todd. "I've heard of somewhere, a place called the Norfolk Broads. Oh, just imagine what that must be like, a place full of broads." And boy, did we imagine. We hastily secured a small boat, and with hope bristling in our loins, steered the course on a river inland to where Todd believed the Broads to be. After a few miles sailing, however, the river had dried up, the summer heat wave having obviously taken its toll. Well, desperate not to abandon our quest, we instead abandoned our boat and made our way on foot, our steps crunching even louder as the covering of ladybugs and other insects increased the further inland we went. But without the waterways to guide us, we wandered hither and thither, and our optimism at finding these ravishing broads sank. The bubbling desires from weeks at sea turned to anger. I'd lost faith in Todd's notion of inland broads and told him so, while Eddie blamed Todd for taking us to the middle of nowhere. Todd countered with the fact that he was the only one who'd been here before, with Eddie wishing that he had just blocked his nose back in Yarmouth, while I shouted that our shore leave was rapidly running out. Well, fists were raised, but before anyone could start throwing punches, Eddie noticed that the mass of bugs were all scurrying in the same inland direction. "That's the way, little fellas," called out Todd. "Take us to the Broads." Lust had clearly clouded Todd's sanity. "This is madness," I said. "They could be going anywhere." Todd paid no attention to me and followed the bugs. Not knowing what else to do, me and Eddie followed too, though I was certain we would only find more insects rather than a mythical land of feminine charms awaiting three libidinous American sailors. But then, as if in a delirious dream, a large sign appeared. A sign that read, "Norfolk Broads." I rubbed my eyes. Could this be true? Was Todd correct? Could we really have found our satiric Shangri-La? I felt guilty for doubting him, but to be fair, who the hell wouldn't have by that point? Beyond the sign lay a large expanse of water surrounded by reeds and tall grass, with a sign that read, "Hickling Broad," and a map indicating that this was one of the largest broads in the area. Confused, we stood staring open-mouthed when a local on his bicycle stopped and asked what the matter was. We explained our quest, our confusion about the sign in the lake, and, but hey, where were our hot broads? Boy, did he laugh. There's your broads, he said, pointing at the water. That's what we call lakes here in Norfolk. Broads. Ah, stupid bloody Yanks. Seriously? You gotta be... What the... Anyway, we resisted the temptation to throw him into the water. By now, our unrequited lusts had reached fever pitch. But by the time we returned, we could not even avail ourselves of the herring-scented taverns of Great Yarmouth, as the crumpet was ready to set sail. And with our two-day pass shooting a total blank, back to the ship we went, three whistling and steaming kettles about to explode. So if you're ever in England, mind the language. It's not proper English as we know it. Oh, and don't get excited if they ever invite you to sample any of their regional tarts either. This is Tom Babajomski, bringing the world to your doorstep, or radio anyway. Until next time, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajomski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajomski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.